Okay, let's learn a little bit, whatever time we got left. So we're up to over here. We're up to middle of Mishnah Beis, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. We're up to, Adlog. The Adlog, let's discuss what it means Adlog. Hadaken, should review the Mishnah. Hadaken, Shebekli Cheres, the Kar Ki Roy Sayin. Small, Daken means the small Kli Cheres.
Right.
So here is a case of a daken.
It's a small
klicheres. Right, no, so that's not small. This, the whole thing is small. This is small. It's a thin klicheres. Notice a whole entire kli. The karki roisen, which means, let's say you slice it. You take a tool and you slice the klicheres like this. And all you have left is this. This little zach. So this little zach is called the karki roisen of the klicheres. He writes over here, from the Rav. Nishbar ha-kli. The kli broke. V'nishara karki isoy. The bottom is left. V'hi nechilok. How much does this little thing hold? That's what we were early up to. It holds kishir haniska b'mishna. Adain, like the shir which is mentioned. Adlog, which is a sichas katan. Okay, adlog. Niska b'mishna. Adain hi kli. It's still called a kli. Umikabelas tuma. Now we're here. Hadaken. Here's the daken shabu cheres. I left that here. A small kli. Hadaken shabu kli cheres. That's picture 20. A klein a kli cheres. Number two. Vikarki roi sehen. It's a little bit larger, but it was sliced, and all you left with is the bottom portion. Vidofno sehen, and the walls that are yoishin that can sit shaloi misu machin without support, which means it wasn't cut here. It was cut along the side. And when it's cut along the side, this is what it looks like. Now you can take this little portion and you can lie down flat on the round part, on this part, like this. And you got this. Okay? And this does not need any other foreign item to support it.
Is that called kakarei sehen?
No, that's called dafno sehen.
What's kakarei sehen?
This is where you take the kakarei sehen and you slice like this.
That's the same right as the side.
And this is the gagoi sehen, where you take this, turn on the side, and you're left with this.
The
dafno sehen, the wall, that's the wall. The dafno sehen. Yoishvin, if you can lie on its surface, shaloi misumachin, without anything supporting it. So what is the halacha? The halacha is shi'ur. And what is the shi'ur in order for this to be mekabel tuma? Mechdei sichas katan v'adlog. If you can fit in this little receptacle enough oil to smear the pinky of a newborn baby.
Wow.
Okay, that's pretty small, right?
A sichas newborn means a baby.
Sichas katan, no, it means the small pinky. The small finger
to smear
oil upon. You have enough oil to smear upon the pinky of a newborn baby.
Where's the pinky? I don't see a pinky.
That's what the Rav's going to say. The Rav says, "V'hachim refreshim shal Shabbos sichas katan." What is sichas katan? Aver katan shel katan ben yomo. Aver katan, a limb. What is a limb?
Uh-huh.
A limb means a pinky. That's what it says in Mesech the Shabbos. V'yachim v'fayish shal Shabbos, sichas katan, eved katan. So that was the halacha, shur mechdei sichas katan, the ad log. Now, that's where we're up to. What does it mean, the ad log? 21, that's what the ad log. So let's see over here what it says over here in the Rav. Shur zeh shal sichas katan. In order for this thing to be mekabel tuma, this kli, if it could hold in this kli, let's make believe, I'll give him maybe half an ounce. Okay? That's too much. Let's say it's a tenth of an ounce. Okay, I'm just making them numbers. Tenth of an ounce. Then this thing is mekabel tuma, provided that this little piece came from a receptacle that once upon a time, when it was complete, was able to hold an entire log. A log is pretty big. A log is 4 kiddush cups. Now that means if you have a very large container, which can hold more than a log, and it was shattered, and you're left over with a small little piece that can now hold a tenth of an ounce, it's not mekabel tuma. Because when you have a small utensil, it's all relative to where it came from. When you have a broken utensil, it's all relative. Let's see. Shir zeh shal sichas katan l'shivrei kli shlohoye mitchilaso el log. Because The im hayat chilasa yosem ilay. If the utensil, when it first started, was more than a log, it was very, very large. The inan shir gadol l'shvara yosem mechtei sichas katan. So a broken utensil, chashivas, is only relative to where you start from, where you came from. If you start from a utensil that's very, very large, and then it shatters, and you left with a little single piece, in your mind, it's worthless. If you start with a small utensil and it breaks, okay, so it's not so bad. So I had it larger, now it's smaller. I can use the broken piece for my purposes. But if you start off with something which is very large, and it breaks, and you left with a very small piece, that small piece has no chashivus at all whatsoever. And it's not worth anything. The ad milog came. The yosem milog the atsa. Okay, when it's from one log the atsa. Ad the adlog, comma, period. The adlog. Period. The adlog.
Right.
Shir. Shir means in order for them to kabel tuma. This thing, this broken piece, can stand on its own. It's not broken in a way where you need to go put your eyeglasses underneath it in order to hold it up. You can just put it independently on the table and it will stand and it will be able to makabel. If it's broken in a configuration where by itself it can't hold the liquid, that
so we said already that
and it
can hold.
What does it mean? The adlo. So he's explaining this that we're so machmir, and we say that if you have a small little receptacle, a small little piece, it's makabel. It's makabel tuma, even though it's so teeny small. Right. There's a condition. Yeah. The condition is that it can hold inside sichas. It can hold inside sichas katan, but adlog means that this little broken piece once upon a time came from a receptacle.
Oh, that had a log.
That had a log until a log.
A log which says like four something.
Which is four kiddush cups. A kiddush cup is a revias saloi.
Even though now it's only holding a very small amount.
Right. Now, but what does it mean? But let's say originally the original utensil held more than a log. The original utensil held more than a log.
It's a big,
big thing, and it shattered. And all you're left with is this, and all it can hold is sichas katan. It's not chashim. It's not mekabel tuma.
So how do you?
Now, what?
That's funny because how do you really? Why would the metzias is the same size as the small?
Oh, so he's teaching us, the Mishnah is teaching us Moridika Yisoid in life. In that everything in your mind, in a person's mind, is relative to where it came from. Now you hear, I heard this from a few people, there were certain people that they Zakenim, Mamash Zakenim, remember, that they give covet to, the Talmidim come, they give them covet, they want them to come, they give covet to sit in the front, to speak. And they turned it down.
Right.
And someone explained such a chashv thing. Why don't you want to? So the teretz is that they in their lifetime got kavod that in their eyes was so chashv. There's nothing you can do to them that even scratches the surface of the real thing. Like I know someone that who is it? The Chazonish, I think it was the Chazonish, said about him things like chashuva things. So what? A little yokel is going to go and tell him, "Oh, it's meaningless." When you're used to something significant, so if you have a kli, even though it's exactly the Zel Bazach, if this thing once upon a time came from a Groy Sazach, I had a massive barrel that can hold 20 log, and it shattered.
I understand what you're saying, but the Metzius I don't really understand.
In the Metzius is the same. That's what I'm saying. It's saying. So now here, let's go find one more line. But let's say it's melog viat saw. A saw, how large is a saw? Okay, let's see melog viat saw. I don't know how many log are in a saw. Six log in a saw. I think there are six log in a saw. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, melog viat saw kli. A utensil. Shechoye mitchilaso machzik log, v'yoyser milog atzah. Then if it shatters, or you have a broken piece, shir shavara b'revias halog. Then you need it, you need the broken piece in order to contain a revias, which is a kiddush cup. Uliyaser misoviat sasayim. Then the next part of the Mishnah, misoviat sasayim, uliyaser misoviat sasayim, shiur shivarav bechatzilo. Half of a log, which is two revis, double revis. V'chein kulam. So that's what he says. Over here, miloy v'yat saw brevis, misav v'yat saw saim. If it's from one saw to two saw, b'chatzilog. Misav saim from two saw v'yat shalosh. The leftover v'yat chomesh. Misav saim v'yat shalosh v'yat chomesh from two saw until five. Sin. The leftover must be half. Must be one saw. Belog. Wait. Misav saim v'yat shalosh. V'ad chomesh se'in belog. Belog. It must have, be able, the leftover piece must be able to contain one complete log. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva says, Ani ein noisim hamida. I don't give any measurement. I don't give any shear. El hadakin shabukli cheris v'karki reisem ud v'dof nosem yoshim shlomo misumachim shiuron mechtei sichas katan. The ad kideros hadakos. Let's see. So Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Like exactly what you said. You machavim the shita of Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva holds it doesn't make a difference. A small right. piece is a small piece. It
doesn't make a difference.
The small piece here. Right. I lost you over here.
From where were you losing?
Misa.
Let's say the original utensil is misa from one saw.
You said miloig v'at saw.
Miloig so brevius. The leftover piece of pottery must be the least size of brevius.
But this is the small piece is talking about, but the big one.
If you start off with a utensil that is one log, what is a log? A log is four saw. The at saw, and let's say the utensil is humongous. The utensil is humongous. It's one saw, and now it breaks,
right.
And you're left with a receptacle.
Right.
The receptacle is a mekabel tuma only if it retains a revius. Can it still contain a revius of liquid?
Uh-huh.
Let's say the utensil is even larger than that. The utensil is starting out not the size of
a sign.
Misoviat's a sign. Then how much? Bechatzilo.
Which is obviously a bigger.
Which is eight kiddush cups.
Yeah, but it's more. Which is what? It's eight times the size of a revius.
Yes, eight times the size of a revius. No. I'm sorry. Chatziloik. I'm sorry. Arvius. A log is four revius. If you milog viat saw revius, you must be left over with a kiddush cup, one kiddush cup revius.
Right.
Misaw, if it's so large, misaw viat saw sign bechatzilog, two kiddush cups. If it's misaw sign from two viat shalosh viat chomesh, then how much chomesh sin? Then you must be left over with a log. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, Rabbi Akiva disagrees, but we're out of time because I'm going to put on the tefillin down. All right, you got to think about what you're in Chol Moed.
Chol Moed? I found out that we're doing 4 to 5 Daf Yomi. If you want to come at 4 or something, it's probably not. It'll probably be wiped down.
Not going to be.
It's Chol Moed again. Okay. So Chol Moed. I don't know yet because I don't know my wife.
Okay, so think about it. Okay, okay. Okay, so we'll talk with Mitzvah Shabbos. Okay, very good. Very good. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, Gvaldik.
Quarter to
5 minutes. 5 minutes to launch. Tefillin.